Under the February 7th, 2022, regular meeting of the Board of Selectmen. This meeting is a public proceeding and is being recorded. The agenda is subject to change without notice. Would you join me in a pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. We have a bid for the split doors in the offices. We'll open it and just see what it says.
Total bid is $13,505.09.
Could you repeat that?
$13,505.09.
Thank you.
How many doors is that?
Six doors that are Dutch, so the tops open and close, and that way the bottoms stay closed.
Six of them?
Six, yeah.
Oh, where? The offices?
For the offices, yeah.
Michelle? Can you make sure Dave gets the connection?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
That's hardware consultants who I've dealt with in the past.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Let's keep them all together. Thank you very much. Okay. For the public input, Mr. Corbett here would like to have 5 minutes.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to see you gentlemen and also the rest of the public. My name is mentioned as David Corbett. I live over here in Lyman up at Kevin Pond. And the reason why I'm here is really twofold. One is to meet you and to publicly say, as I've been saying out on the campaign trail, that I'm running for Senate. And it'd be District 32, which is this district that we're in. With redistricting, we have Biddeford and Saco and Rundle. I'm Agnosako, Biddeford, Anne Arundel, Lyman, Hollis, and Dayton. Those five comprise District 32. It is a brand new district in that the present person who holds that seat has been turned out. And so I've stepped forward to run for that position. My background, besides that of being a Republican, and that's why I'm here to seek nomination paper signed, is that I have been involved in law enforcement for a number of years. I've worked with the City of Saco, the City of Biddeford, the Judicial Marshals, the York County Sheriff's Office, and some of you may recognize my name and that I ran before and on the county level for sheriff. I tell people I did not make it, and so I've been running from the sheriff ever since then, but I'm sure he knows I'm in town. Anyway, I'm stepping forward to run for that seat. And I've got, like I said, quite a background in criminal justice, not only locally, but also been a professor teaching criminal justice. And I just think we need some changes, if you would, in the Augusta level. And so I'm stepping forward to run. If there's any questions, I'll be glad to entertain them, or if any thoughts. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you for, though, was permission. I'd like to seek your permission to find a day when I could go to the dump. Seek signatures as people come and drop off their materials, if that's at all possible. And so that's the second thing I wanted to ask for, if that was even possible.
Yep, we have no problem with you doing that. Just touch base with either Brad or Dave up there, and they'll tell you where you can be so that you're safe.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Want to do a vote, Bill, just to make it official?
Sure.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Oh, sure, David Corbett.
I move that David Corbett can pick a day, a mutually good day for everybody to seek signatures for his nomination at the Lyman Transfer Station.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
John, I don't know if you're Republican or not. Would you sign my papers if you are?
Yeah. I'm not sure if we can do that in this meeting according to...
Can you? Can you?
If you don't mind waiting for us.
I'll wait and maybe others might want to accept it.
Yeah.
And I do have nomination papers for Ed Philander, District 1, running against Pingree. Also, if you'd like to sign it.
Yeah. I'll be glad to. After the meeting.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have something they'd like to bring forward? Yes,
Liz. Cemetery.
How'd you know?
It was on my list for you, but you're here.
So, I guess word had gotten back to the grapevine that legal says that you're only responsible for veteran lots.
That's correct.
Can you get that in writing?
We have that in writing.
Can I get a copy of that so I can hand it off to the state?
I will see what I can do with that. Get it for you.
And is there any interest in the town taking the cemetery over?
We had a couple weeks ago an email from Mr. Gay.
Amos, yeah.
And we told him to please bring his executive board in with their records. And he said, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. You're not going to get it to happen. They won't do it.
We can't go forward without it. There's nothing we can do with it.
Well, you can't strong arm people to show up. There's three trustees, a treasurer, and a secretary. You can't strong-arm them.
Well, it seems to me like we're getting strong-armed to take it over.
Well, so if the town's not going to willingly do it, then I'm going to go out and seek petition to get the town to do it. Because I'm not going to continue going through this to have that cemetery looking like trash. Year after year, I'm in there picking up debris, cutting trees, trimming hedges. I paid my lot over there with perpetual care. So there's a dysfunctional. It's not operational. They're sitting on roughly $110,000, $115,000. Why don't we go get it? Why don't we use it? Why don't we invest it?
Bill?
John?
Is there any compromise to this that could be reached if the issue is them coming? What is their issue? Is their issue coming to an open
meeting? You know Bill Harris?
Very well.
Bill Harris don't do nothing he don't want to do.
I understand that. But here's the thing. We need a little bit of protection. Let's say there's supposed to be an X number of dollars and there isn't. We would just like to know what we're dealing with. There needs to be some type of meeting or some type of information exchange. That cemetery there is set up exactly the way Chadbin is. Chadbin, fortunately, was fairly forward-thinking. They have a good group taking care of a family. They've actually added more land, so they people that have paid perpetual care, they're still selling lots. They've run it like somebody might run a successful small business. I realize over here, they've run out of land, and they're kind of up against it. But this has been ongoing. Now, I'll be 8 years in June here. This has been ongoing since I've been here. The Lyman Cemetery Committee actively, several years ago, before any of these guys were here, approached them and said, hey, you want some help? Can we help you? All right? Wouldn't let them in on a meeting. We're not interested in talking with them at all. I realize at that point, everybody over there was only in their mid-70s, and they felt that they could do it forever. Now they're in their early 80s and they're saying, holy smokes, we got to do something. Well, Bill has talked with me a little bit, but he's asked me to do things I can't do because I'm on the board to do other things. There's got to be some type of meeting here because we can't hang the town's ass out to dry. Pardon my French.
But they don't even hold meetings. They haven't held a meeting in 3 years. Their bylaws says that they'll hold a meeting quarterly. Ain't been a meeting in 3 years.
Have you talked with the state attorney general?
No, but I'll go there. I don't care where I gotta go, but I'll go.
Do you think some type of compromise with us and them? I mean, Bill, you're 100% right. We've got to have something.
Unless there's full disclosure, you can't agree to anything.
Right. So that's what we're asking for.
Full disclosure, you need the financials?
Yes.
Oh, I can get that. But you're not going to get the board to come in. If you do, I'd be surprised. But I can get you the financials.
How about if by consensus we make a list of what we'd like to have
and get it to me,
and maybe one representative to talk to us a little bit?
I don't think you'll get any of them to come here.
Well, we need to see the financials. Yep. We need to know what their working documents are, what they promised people, what people paid for. We need to know all of that before we can even consider.
Who's got perpetual care? Who doesn't?
Everybody does. That's part of the problem.
Okay.
On every deed, it's on there. Amos actually stopped putting it on the deeds. Amos writes the deeds. And Amos ain't even an officer. He's not even a trustee. He's nothing. He's just custodial caregiver. And it's sad that he gets railroaded in all of this. He wanted to retire 2 years ago.
Right.
And I keep dragging him into it.
I would surmise whoever kept the records.
Amos kept the records.
Has got to at least have 10 years of bank records.
Amos don't have, the treasurer has the bank records. Amos has, he has the lots, he has the deed, he has all of that. He has milk crates full of all the historical paperwork for that cemetery.
Then, see, there's another issue. Well, Amos pretty sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Amos can probably say, that's there. And if it just gets dumped off here, we're going to spend a day just trying to figure A and B.
But here's the thing. Amos is willing to work with anybody.
Then let's make something like that happen.
But he's not an officer. He can't.
So
then maybe Bill or somebody can authorize him. They must be able to figure this out. All those guys involved that run successful businesses, Harris is 3 generations, 4 now, going strong. They know how to do things.
You know them as well as I do.
Unfortunately, better probably.
Yeah.
We're going to need the bank records.
I can.
There's no way around it.
Fine.
So what you're saying is they're willing to give up the information for us to look at. They just do not want to come to a meeting, which Amos did. It gave us a lot of insight.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, it gave us a lot of the insight and answered a lot of questions. But you're saying that they would allow us to look at their bank records, know where the $100,000...
Everything is in CDs. I mean, it's straightforward. None of the money ever got invested.
Yeah.
The money's in CDs. None of the money ever got separated for perpetual care, like in the state statute. It's supposed to be separated for perpetual care. I think it's 30% of every lot sale had to go into perpetual care. None of it got separated. And it's supposed to be separated. None of the books are actually legit. They were started back when the cemetery started, and that's the way they
read.
That's
what kills it right there.
No, I'm just saying that they didn't follow state statute.
If we said, we'll take it over, and we think there's $100,000 there, and we get the records and we start looking, and there's $400,000 missing, I'm going to get shot.
I think everybody in town that's, or anybody that's even buried in there or owns a lot in there, is in for a rude awakening. Because even with the $100,000, the last meeting I went to was 4 years ago, and I told the trustees that they needed to look towards investing this money in order to offer perpetual care. I was never invited to another meeting.
Right.
Never invited to another meeting. Well, I never even got my donation cards after that.
Go ahead.
With the board's permission, I'd see if I can get anywhere with Bill. I'm comfortable enough with him.
I don't have a problem with that. Do you guys?
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
You okay with that, Dave?
I know who you know.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Just don't make any representations.
No, no, no.
You know, I want to see what's what.
We want authorization for the records. We'd like somebody to show us how to deal with the records so we don't spend forever deciphering.
So Amos is the one that you want for any of that information?
Yeah, but if he's not an officer.
But Amos is still taking care of the books, even though Bill Harris has
them. To help us go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like Amos is the guy that would help you straighten it out.
But Bill's in charge, so to speak.
Yeah, you'd have to give
Amos. First of all, if they want us to look at it, they got to help out.
Well, sorry. None of them have even said anything. They're waiting for you to just come over and say, hey, look, we're taking it over.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
And to be honest with you, if you have a town showing an interest in a dysfunctional cemetery that you guys have stake in, why wouldn't you come forward and say, yeah, I'll help you, let's do this.
Hey, Bill.
But there ain't one over there that will.
Before I go, just some points. Give me some guidance on paper. Okay? What you guys want me to say, what you don't want me to say, where I can go, where I can't.
Just don't say I do.
Yeah. Or we will.
Three times I've done that. The first two were mistakes. Same woman. So, anyway. Yeah. So,
there's only really two questions that should be asked. That's the financials and the obligations.
Yep.
And what they expect us to do for them.
Oh, well, I don't think it gets that far.
The
financials and the obligations before you can even say what we could do for them.
Okay. I'll stick right to that.
Yep.
Is that consensus?
Yep, I'm good with that.
Financials and obligations. The obligations is the cemetery to the people that are buried there, correct?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Ain't gonna happen tomorrow, and it might take me 2 or 3 visits with Bill to get that far.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Well, Ben's on the fire department. That's his dad, Ben Harris.
You okay with that?
I just want to keep it moving.
Okay.
I just don't like it stalled.
Yeah, please do.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Did the mail get posted online? Yes. It did? Okay. Did anybody have any questions on the mail?
I have a comment.
Sure, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't
mean
to skip you.
I know you didn't mean to skip you. So Jessica Picard, Huff Road, two questions. One, has there been any progress in posting the accounts payable warrants? That was a conversation a little while back, and I've never seen them, so.
I will check. My understanding was they were being posted. So
okay.
I will check.
Thank you. And then the second thing that I just wanted to bring up was, I know last time there was some conversation about keys and who has what keys and multiple keys to different spaces. And as somebody that manages keys and access and has had to do a $1 million rekey project to a college university, I just wanted to bring up the potential of looking into costs for Proxcard access to shared spaces, because that would probably qualify for the ARPA money to be used, and it would give you records of who has accessed what space, and it's electronically managed so that you can turn on access to certain spaces and turn off access to certain spaces.
So what did you call that?
It's card access, essentially. So it's like a Proxy card, like a swipe badge.
Oh, okay.
Card
access.
Whether it's to the front door or the vault, so then you know who came in and out.
Yes.
So that then you have that documentation.
And you said your place went through that?
We have not put Prox access on every single door due to the cost. but I have dealt with a lost set of master keys to over 500 doors and lock sets, and it's not fun. So managing a prox card process is, if somebody walks out the door because they're mad and they say, I quit, you don't have to worry about trying to track down a key, you just shut off their card. So, or a secure space like the vault. You know who's been in and who's been out and how long they were in there.
So I could probably get some information from you?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Again, on the mail, did anybody have any questions on that that they wanted to bring forward?
So I tried opening that today.
Yeah.
And I couldn't open it.
Couldn't open what?
The agenda. I don't know, maybe it's because it's Chrome, but I could not open and see any attachments to the agenda.
I don't believe there are any attachments there.
It was separate.
It was separate.
Yeah, it was posted separate.
It was the January 18, 2022.
I can tell you it's the top of the list priority-wise. Okay?
What is?
Having the documents with the agenda. So that you can see the agenda item, and then all the documents that pertain to it are there, and you click on them and see them.
Good.
Okay.
I must have done mine to the PDF you sent out, because I saw it.
Okay. We have two complaints. The first one is from Anthony Burdine on Kennywood Pond Road. He's complaining about speeding. And then we had another person named Denise, which I don't have an address for. She called to inquire about Lyman residents getting salt at the transfer station and wanted to know why we wouldn't deliver her two buckets. So we gave her Brad's phone number.
And Brad
he had a chat with her.
Did you deliver them?
And we have not done anything further with it at this point. And we do have a phone number to call this person back. I think somebody should. So I think that's something we just need to take care of on the complaint.
I'd like to know how the board feels about giving straight salt away.
Oh, is it sand salt?
How they feel about
okay,
it.
It's a mixture, Dave. Sand salt.
I understand it's sand salt. What I'm saying is I'd like to know how the board feels about giving straight salt away. I wouldn't be for that.
I'm just
curious how you feel.
Yeah, I'd be against that. It's too damn expensive.
I think we need to have it as reserves for our main roads.
It's salt mixed in. I thought it was just sand.
No, it's got salt mixed in it.
Yards a week, so it's all sand mix going on bail.
So
every week, 8 yards. So think about that as salt. Mm-hmm. 8 yards a week? Two buckets a time?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just put 5 backhoe buckets in that hopper today.
Bottoms don't even get a plow by our house.
So
what's state sand get for you? Salt sand mix?
About 75.
25, I think, or 26.
What?
Yeah, that don't sound right.
No. 75.
Yeah.
For salt sand mix?
Sand mix. Either 50 or 75.
A yard?
Yeah.
Well,
no.
Layton's 35 a yard loaded, so that's where I get
35 a bucket.
Yeah, well, last year it was 45 in Dayton.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. at any rate, if we started doing that with salt, we wouldn't have product for our roads.
Yeah.
So.
I don't drive. You ain't gonna have product for your roads.
I'm pretty impressed. We had black tire right after this last storm, to tell you the truth.
Well, you'd be pretty shocked what the barn looks like right now after this last
storm. Oh no, but really, that was not easy.
This last storm?
Yeah.
2.2 inches is what they say we got. I take a 24-inch snowstorm any day. Any day.
Right.
There isn't any place in the woods I can't walk on top of this.
Oh, it's awful.
Great basis.
Absolutely awful. You know, grid base for that, that's about it.
I just need like 6 more inches of
So you guys feel okay calling this woman back and explain to her what's up?
We got to correct her, the salt sand mix, not salt.
Yeah.
But didn't Brad say?
It does say salt sand mix, I'm sorry.
I talked to her, but one of the board members should talk to her now, because I told her what I thought.
Yeah.
I already volunteered once.
No, I'll take it. I don't mind. I'll take it.
What was her response to you?
Oh, that's
you don't want to hear it.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm probably not allowed to say no.
That's why the written came after your. Oh, okay, got it. Nice job, Brad.
I was waiting for the mailbox on Kenny Buckhorn Road. We've been accused of knocking over. We didn't do it. You guys to blame.
Somebody posted on Facebook the other day a picture of a mailbox with a plow truck coming down the road. And the mailbox was extended into the road. Mm. And it was a pretty nice comment saying, you know, if you think the plows are going to miss this, when you're extended out over the pavement, you've got something else coming. Mm-hmm. You know, take care of your responsibilities first before you complain. So, and it was only sticking out 3 feet too far. So anyway, all right. Minutes for the January 18th, 2022 meeting.
I'll make a move to accept.
Oh, you beat me to it.
I got a question.
Yes, John.
I think that we've got a Zoom policy and we're using it. I think it should be amended to say Selectman Al's attended by Zoom. I mean, I think all the meetings that we Zoom, we ought to have that documented and do it.
I think it is on there, John.
I thought it was.
I'm sorry, I stand corrected.
No, it's okay. And I just got tested negative in case you were concerned.
Well, that's good. We will welcome you back with open arms.
That may not happen anytime soon.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion on the minutes?
Yeah. Under unfinished business, number one, was put on a version of the agenda that you sent to us, and it's now off. Are we going to take care of this?
It is. It has been taken care of.
Okay. Well, I don't know much about it.
I'll fill you.
Okay.
Any more discussion on the minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
5-0. Thank you. I have the request form from one of the Parks and Rec that's not on the agenda.
I just put it in under the mail just because it came through as an email.
So the Massabesic United Soccer Club is a Sarah Ouellette made the request for, I'm assuming it's Bunganut Field.
Yeah.
All right, for soccer, I assume. Yeah, soccer for, like last summer, they've got a regular schedule on here for April, May, June, July, August, September, and October. They've done this just about every year.
Yeah, right now it's blanketed just Monday through Friday for the springtime, but it will decrease once we figure out how many teams are going to come in to the system.
I mean, we accept this.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Dave?
Aye.
Thank you. 5-0. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Accounts payable warrant number 38 for 2022 in the amount of $711,729.95. Two-thirds of that's RSU 57. Yeah. 100,000 for the Goodens Boats Fire Rescue.
Yep.
Eastern Salt. 21,000.
I'll make a motion we accept as written.
I'll second that.
John seconds it. Any discussion? All those in favor? Dave? Okay, 5-0, thank you. Payroll warrant number 37 in the amount of $20,758.42.
What number?
Payroll number warrant 37.
Oh, there's two of them, I'm sorry.
Make a motion to accept.
To pay. A second.
Any more discussion on payroll warrant number 38? Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
37.
I'm sorry, 37. Correct, number 37.
Yep.
Dave?
Yep.
Okay, so yes. 5-0. Thank you. Payroll warrant number 36. In the amount of $20,877.43.
I'll make a motion to pay.
Yeah, I'll second.
Any more discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
5-0. Thank you. Is there a franchise agreement in here or invoice?
No, there's not. There was just supposed to be a discussion. We don't have an agreement. That's the problem.
So what is the discussion?
I was just told to put it on the agenda by Jeanette.
Do we have an invoice for something?
Mm-hmm. I forwarded it all through email.
Well, I mean, without having it all here, it's hard to discuss, but basically, we had no understanding that this was going to be a billable function on this interface with Spectrum, Time Warner, over the franchise agreement. And apparently, we've got a bill from Mr. Vigue for negotiating this agreement. You look puzzled too, John.
You remember the history on that?
I remember some of it.
We're on the same page. I think we need a refresher course before we even talk about it. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Well, like I said, without the documents, it's hard to discuss.
Yeah, and maybe some minutes or something.
Okay.
Because it's been a while.
Yep.
You guys, you good with that? You got the Tom?
Yeah. Well, and Dawn's defense, she did send it to us in great detail.
Yeah, and I haven't got my rig in yet.
Yeah.
We should have that Wednesday.
Yeah. No, I'm tickled.
I did read it.
What's the date on that? What's
somebody do?
This one I have here was January 20th. And it's pretty lengthy.
Yep. All right. Okay, so the next item is the it's a tax collector issue discussion with writing off a particular account. You know, I don't mind coming to a conclusion with this in public, but I would rather have a discussion, not in public, to go over it before we do this. Does that sound reasonable to everybody?
Shut up.
Okay. Okay, the code enforcement report is in here. Was this something that got posted to Donna, the code enforcement report?
She posted it on her website.
Okay. Yeah,
part of the website.
I read it.
All right. We have some committee appointment requests. one from Jennifer Fowler for the Ordinance Review Committee. And
does that committee even exist?
Well, it does, yes.
I thought I saw another one.
I did too.
Yeah, I got another one right here. For Ordinance Review Committee, Brian Dulong. So we will put these into our process to be reviewed, and we'll contact you with the next step as to what to do with this.
That could take some time, huh?
What's that?
That could take some time.
well, when you say some time, probably a few weeks.
So how many are on?
Two.
Currently?
Currently.
How many do you want?
Normally we'd look for at least five.
So I was on the last Ordinance Review Committee. It was just me and Morris. Wasn't it, Morris?
Yeah.
It was just me and Morris. And everybody else had resigned. I didn't even know it was back up and running.
Yes.
Well, we had quite a few meetings after you left, Leo. Bill?
On Ordinance Review is Michelle and Amber.
So none of the old members stayed on? No.
All the terms expired.
And you never reappointed?
I came in and got sworn in. Didn't I? Where are you?
You expired.
Did you ask Michelle and Amber if they're still interested since the papers?
I have not asked that, but the papers were given back to them. If they wish to bring it up, they may.
I mean, I can speak for myself and say that, yes, I'm interested in staying on the committee.
I am as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were there.
That's all right.
My issue with this whole thing is exactly what he's saying. What happened to the old one? Where is the documentation that old committee existed? What their terms were? I haven't seen anything. So
Polly has that information.
When we applied, it was Morris and some guy that we never even heard of on the website. And some Welch or Welsh.
George Welch.
George Welch and Morris were the only two listed on the website.
And that was from 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all the terms have expired. All the terms have expired.
It's like the, anyone used to do the 3 years and we sworn in.
Because it was shortly after George Cheney, right?
Yeah.
So shortly after he resigned, everybody bailed. Tricia bailed. I can't even remember who was on the board. But there was five of us.
Josh Gerard.
Yep. And it just dissolved.
I never got notified of nothing.
It was pretty inactive for a while.
Well, it was kind of discouraging, and I'll tell you why, because selectmen weren't even reading it. We'd go through and do the ordinance, we'd submit it to the selectmen, and they weren't being read. Because there were things in there that should have been kicked back, and George put them in there on purpose, and nothing ever got kicked back.
You're talking over a year ago.
Well, it was a while ago, yeah, when George was there.
Well, you're talking 2010, 2011?
I don't think it was that far back.
They've updated the website. It now has our names on it. But the last time I had looked, it had Boris and it had, George. I thought it said Welsh, but it could be somebody
the
else.
The third.
But it said
that's when they were appointed.
2012. So if that was.
So that's 8, 9, almost 10 years.
Yeah, it's 10 years.
Almost
2020.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Before my time.
Before me, too. Even.
Well, not really before.
And that was transferred
but
from.
Before my time here.
And that would have been transferred from the old website to the new one.
Yeah.
So it's not like. So the old website was showing it, too.
Oh, I know that. I thought it just dissolved. That was my question.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
After rereading the charter on that whole issue, it basically says that the selectman asked the town clerk to codify the documents and bring forward any that are 4.5 years old to the Board of Selectmen for a referral for update. Okay, in your packets is the expense report, which I'm pretty sure is on the website also for everybody to look at. And you will be seeing some changes on their website shortly. Things are going to be a little easier to find in a more general area. We have a transition to make where the different departments just have a folder for any documents that are to be public. They drop the document in the folder and it will automatically be available on the website. So hopefully that's going to speed things up and smooth out people being able to find these documents. Okay. Under new business, I believe we're ready for that. Workers' comp sole proprietor agreements.
I spoke with Tom Carter. And he did agree with me that we should have contractors submit to the state their sole proprietor with sole proprietor, and get their waiver for workman's comp, and then have a signed waiver from the town. Subcontractor agreement holding the town office.
So there's two documents, Dave?
Two documents that should be signed by all subcontractors. All subcontractors without workman's comp.
I thought we were doing that.
We have. For the most part, we have been doing that.
We just don't have an official policy.
We don't really have a policy on it. And this goes a step further for another document that no matter what their status is, that if they're going to work for the town, they can't blame us where they're a subcontractor.
Well, if you don't have the certificate from the state, then workman's comp can look at whatever payroll, whatever pay that you received, you gave them, and look at that as payroll and charge the town accordingly. So it's important that they have that payroll.
So even though the subcontractor is not required by the state to do that, insurance company saying if you don't...
The subcontractor may not be required to have workman's comp.
Correct.
So even though he's required not to have workman's comp, there's a certificate that's fairly easy to get.
A rebuttable presumption.
But understand, Dave... The state does not mandate that rebuttable presumption. They recommend it, but they don't mandate it.
I understand that.
Okay.
But if the town does not have that, workman's comp can look at that and say, okay, Joe, whatever his name is, worked and you paid him $10,000. He doesn't have a waiver from the town. We're going to put that on your payroll at 18% or whatever the percent is that workman's comp charges for that.
So we should be adding to our town policy both the rebuttable presumption and the hold harmless agreement with the town for all subcontractors, correct?
And could we have that form available here?
I believe we do have that.
You can get it right online.
The subcontractor agreement form should be provided by us. They should give us the state.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
And liability insurance proof.
Yep, they need the liability.
Well, we always do that. We require that, and we require...
But is it on a written policy, like these two are going to be?
I'm not sure.
So, back to the contract, right?
Yeah.
Having a contract for anyone that's going to come to work, it would cover all of these things. So they're signing and agreeing that they would have all... It doesn't have to be, I know I sent you what we use, but that's probably a little over the top for what we do here in town. But again, we don't have any way, probably right now, to even hold them accountable to perform the work. So, for example, if you award a contract for the doors...
You are correct. We don't even have anybody here to hold them accountable.
Right. So if you award a contract for the doors, let's just say they buy the doors and the doors are sitting back here.
Yeah.
You have nothing saying, put them in.
Right.
Right? So it just... Sorry.
No, I agree. Yep.
I have a question on Bill. So like the ACO, right? Is he an employee of the town? Or is he a subcontractor of the town?
Who's that?
He's hired by the town.
Mm-hmm.
He was appointed.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, any more discussion on that? Okay. The date for a town meeting.
It's Maine Forest Service Department Ag Report Tree Harvest in 2021. I guess it got sent to you. It was in my packet. We didn't harvest any trees in 2021. So I don't think we need to deal with it.
Okay.
Brad
gave it to me and then said that you would...
We used to, and actually...
It's called the fog of COVID.
Yeah, and what used to happen, the loggers actually used to come in, provide us with the information and walk us through this. So, and we always kind of had one of these from the state, so...
Nothing this year.
Not this year, not last year. This is 2021, not that year, not yet this year. Okay.
Okay. So we need to get ready to set a date for town meeting. Polly, what's the election date?
June 14th for the primary.
And that's a Tuesday?
Always Tuesdays for elections.
So we'd probably be looking at... dates are.
We want to check graduations too, correct?
Well, I think we're going to have to, but I would say we're looking at... what was on the 9th? So 9th, 10th, or 11th. If the election's on the 8th...
14th.
Flag day.
Do it on Monday?
9th, 10th,
11th. We have a 13th.
It's Valentine's Day.
Tuesday. Oh, you're in June, but you fit in there.
Oh, jeez. No wonder.
People are like, did it twice to me?
You ruined my groove.
All right, so what day did you say the election was?
14th, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah, we do. So 15, 16, 17, or 20.
Yeah, but we really ought to check the local graduations, Bill.
I'm just trying to get a date range so we can start.
I think the graduation would be first week of June.
One year we code and we don't want weekends.
Is that the 13th?
That's like it's like the third week of June. He's looking at there'll be no graduations there.
The 20th? Geez, I don't have that list.
College is May.
It's a dollar.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, college is May graduation, and then high schools will be probably the first 2 weeks of June.
No, I don't. No.
15, 16, 17. Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, most likely it's the 8th.
So, you had checked with the school for the election day, right, Polly?
No, that's for the gubernatorial in November. I have not checked with the school for the primary because we're going to do the election right here.
Oh.
The gubernatorial is going to be the big one where I think parking may be an issue out here.
So, what do you think, 15, 16, 17, see what date's available? You get that, Donna?
I did contact the school, and that's why I asked you all what day. And they said they would work with us. They said, let us know what day you want, and we'll make sure it's available.
I would say talk to them about those 3 days and see what works.
But again, they said any one of those days will work. They need a date.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
People like Thursdays for some reason.
It's what we've been having, right?
Yes, Amber.
So right now, according to the MassVSIC school calendar for this year, 2022, they're anticipating the last day is going to be the 10th, but I don't know how many snow days they had. So
we're okay right now.
So if you're in that the next week, the 15th, 16th, or 17th, then the graduation should be all set. They don't have that listed yet.
Right.
Let's see if we can do Thursday the 16th.
17th. Oh,
16th,
yeah.
16th.
Graduation will be a week or so before
that. It'd be probably the first week of June.
Yeah, there you go, I guess.
It's the same as it was 50 years ago, right?
Alright, so the 16th.
Okay. And the only other thing we don't have to decide right now is we have to decide what we want to do for the dedication of the town. Something to think about.
How are you doing on the... I know you sent out requests for information. Are you getting anything back for the town report?
I think the only thing I received so far is from code enforcement.
Okay.
From the different departments?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Every year, recently that I can remember, it's been pretty easy to come up with somebody for the dedication. If we're all drawing blanks, maybe we take a period of time, short period of time, and think about it, and maybe put it out for suggestions on the website or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah. Maybe we can maybe next meeting we'll think about it a little bit. Handful of people are hearing this. Maybe we'll get a phone call. If not, we'll put it on the website and say, hey, it's time sensitive. Okay.
Sounds really good.
Bill?
Yes?
So are you going to vote at your next meeting, the dates for town meeting? Because I'll need a written order which dates you are setting because we have a two-part town meeting.
Yeah. We should have it for the next meeting.
Okay. Because if you're going to have the election on June 14th, then just so everybody's aware, nomination papers are going to be available March 7th for one select board seat, one school board seat, and two budget committee seats.
Would you give me that list again, please?
One selectman, one school board, two budget.
Can we get that information on a magic sign out there?
Yeah, absolutely. What was the last one, Polly?
Two budget.
Okay.
So nomination papers will be available, and I'll give this information to Donna on March 7th and due back to me on April 15th, along with any referendum the select board wants on the ballot.
When are you going to have that? How soon?
Oh, How soon?
How soon do you need that?
April 15th, because then I have to send it off to ES&S to have ballots printed.
I got another question. The two-part town meeting, I didn't quite understand that.
Tuesday will be the election.
Okay, that's what you were saying. Okay.
And then Thursday night will be the second part of the town meeting.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Bill?
Yes, Brad.
Do we have anything final on Oscar Littlefield Road under old business?
I think we got a list today of which ones have not been signed, which are going to be forwarded to Mr. Schwartz.
It's already been done, yep.
I know it's been done. so that we can get him, he can make contact, get the loose ends tied.
Okay.
Okay, your turn.
Wait, before we do that, can we sign the warrants, please?
Sure.
Discussing doing all of them.
I don't know why you would.
But it's only six. We have 14
lots. All right, because I just remember talking about town clerk store. I didn't realize, if we did, and I missed it.
No, we were talking about all of the doors to the offices.
Okay.
Where people are there for their protection.
Okay.
So yeah, people just can't storm in.
How many doors does that have?
So was that put out to bid?
Yes, it was.
Thank you.
Is there going to be a shelf on mine? So when I issue absentee ballots starting in May, people are going to have something to write on?
They all ought to have shelves.
I believe they all have a shelf.
So I'm really not set up in there to
just a piece of plywood screwed on.
Big help, Brad.
We could cut down big pallets.
Is everybody all set? All right, so go ahead. Okay.
All right, I make a motion we go into executive session, Title 1, NRSA, Section 5, 6A, Reason, Personal Matters, and Title Title I, MRSA, Section 405-6C, reason, real or personal property attached to real property or interest therein in permission to closure with competitive or bargaining position of the municipality.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Tom seconds it. All those in favor? Aye.
I'm going to help you. So what you're going to do is you're going to remove Bert. Bert has to be removed from the room. So you don't want to report him. You just want to remove him. So remove. So now I ask you to do. No. Don't report. You don't want to report him. You didn't do anything bad. There's a check mark you have to uncheck. So now you want to go ahead and you want to stop your live stream. Yeah, so to drop down.
On this one?
Uh-huh. And then you're going to stop live stream.
Yep.
Now you're going to stop the recording.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. You can pause it if you're going to restart it, but you can just start it up again later. So just say yes. Stop. And the last thing you're going to do is when you allow someone in a room, once you've allowed them in, they can come.